My task today is to charge you, the congregation.
我今天的任务呢，是给你们众人一个嘱咐。
It's a great honor for me to be here.
对我来讲，这是一个非常大的荣耀，可以来这里。
Dr. Piper does many of these things.
Dr. Piper, 他经常会做这样的事情。
This is very rare for me.
这样的情况呢，对我来讲，这样的是很少的。
But I want to begin by saying the Lord has given you a wonderful man.
但我想一开始就告诉你们，神给了你们一个非常好的弟兄。
And he has given you a wonderful family.
也给了你们一个很好的家。
Just this past week, I learned of a brother who is leaving the pastorate.
就在上一个星期，我听说我有一个弟兄呢，他离开了他做牧师的这个位置。
Because he's burned out and overwhelmed and discouraged.
因为他太累了，他自己有点灯枯油尽。
And I think Timothy knew what it was like to feel that way.
我也想象提摩太他可能也有过这样的感受。
In the latter verses of the passage that was read,
在前面我们所读的这些圣经节里,
Paul tells Timothy no longer to drink just water.
那么保罗呢，告诉提摩太呢，不要只是喝水。
He has frequent illnesses.
因为他经常会生病。
Probably from stress and anxiety.
可能就是因为他太大的压力和忧虑。
Paul goes on to tell Timothy that everything will come out in the end.
那么保罗呢，告诉提摩太，那么这样继续下去，最后的时候就会导致很不好的这些结果。
Probably what he means is those who are sinning against Timothy will be revealed eventually.
他是在告诉提摩太，那么那些在提摩太面前犯罪的这些人，最后都会被神显示出来。
But that's probably why he says what he says at the beginning of the passage.
那么这是他为什么在前面这样说。
About how God's people are to care for their pastor.
那么神的子民应该怎样来照顾他的牧者呢？
So God has given you a good man.
神给了你们一个很好的弟兄。
You need to take care of him.
我们应该照顾他。
You need to take care of him.
我们应该好好的照顾他。
And the first way is to honor him.
那么第一呢，我们就是要敬重他。
Paul says that those who labor faithfully at preaching and teaching are worthy of double honor.
那么保罗在这里说，那些在主里面教导和讲道和教导的人，应该是备受加倍的敬奉。
I know that Edward works hard.
我知道呢，流传到他是非常的一个勤奋的人。
You know he works hard.
你们也知道他是非常的辛苦勤奋的。
You've known him for years.
你们认识他已经很多年了。
You wanted him to come back.
那么你们想让他回到你们中间。
So you know he works hard.
你们知道他是非常勤奋的一个人。
So encourage him as he works hard.
所以呢，我们应该去鼓励他这样的去勤奋的牧养。
That means don't be too critical of him.
那么这个呢，也包括就是我们不要去非常的用这种批评的态度对待他。
In verse 19, Paul talks about accusations against an elder.
那么在十九节里面，保罗有讲到，就是说关于对这个传道人的这种指责。
Why does he need to say that?
那么他为什么这样说呢？
Well, sometimes elders sin.
那么有的时候是，那么长老或者牧师呢，他们会犯罪。
But it's also true that we tend to call people to leadership, then criticize them for how they do it.
那么有很经常的时候，我们也是这样。我们愿意来呼召那些来服侍的传道人，但是呢，过后呢，我们又去批评他们。
So honor him.
但是我们应该去敬重他们。
That means respond to biblical exhortation.
那么就是我们呢，应该用圣经的这个态度，圣经观来去鼓励他。
Don't just tell him good sermon.
不要只是简单的告诉他，哦，你讲了一个很好的信息。
We pastors hear that every day.
我们牧师呢，每天都会听到这些。
Apply the word as he exhorts you.
那么我们每个人应该把他所教导我们的这些神的话语呢，我们行在我们的生活中。
Let him see you use your gifts to serve in the body of Christ.
来让他看到你们在用神给你们的这些才能来服侍神。
That will bring your pastor great joy.
这个会给你的牧师呢带来非常大的喜乐。
Do not expect him to fix everything.
不要想到他可以把所有的事情问题都能解决。
Sometimes people become frustrated with pastors because they can't fix it.
经常呢，我们会对这个牧者呢非常的不满，就是觉得他应该把所有的事情都做好。
It may be a wayward child.
有可能是一个叛逆的一个孩子。
It may be a disintegrating marriage.
或者是一个崩溃的一个婚姻。
It may be a case of church discipline.
或者呢，是在教会里有一个惩戒。
Edward can't fix people.
那么流传到刘牧师呢，他不可能去没有这个来fix人的这个能力。
He can show you the word.
他可以把神的话语展现在你面前。
He can confront sin.
他可以来面对你的罪。
He can call people to repentance.
他可以来让人来悔改。
But the Holy Spirit has to change hearts.
但是呢，只有圣灵才能够改变人的心。
I'm going to read one verse from Hebrews 13.
我要给大家读一下希伯来书第13章的一节经文。
Hebrews 13:17 says, "Obey your leaders and submit to them."
17节说道，你们要依从那些引导你们的，切要顺服。
For they keep watch over your souls as those who will give an account. Let them do this with joy and not with grief. For this would be unprofitable to you.
因他们为你们的灵魂时刻警醒，好像那将来交账的人。你们要使他们交的时候有快乐，不致忧愁。若忧愁，就与你们无益了。
So if you make things difficult for Edward, you're actually hurting yourself.
所以，会众们，如果你们让流传道感觉到非常的工作起来非常的困难，那么其实你们在伤害自己。
God has given you a good man.
神给了你们一个很好的弟兄。
Take care of him.
那么你们要好好的关照他。
And that means not just honoring him.
那么这不光只是敬重他。
But taking care of his physical needs.
还有呢，就是要关照他生活上的需要。
Paul says that you don't muzzle the ox while it's threshing.
保罗在这里说，牛在场上踹骨的时候，你不要拢住它的头。And
the laborer is worthy of his wages.
那么这个做工的人呢，他应该当得的工价。So
if Edward is caring effectively for your souls,
如果你们的刘牧师他在关照你们属灵的这个生命的成长。
You need to take care of his physical needs.
那么你们会众呢，就应该去关怀他生活中的这些物质上的需要。And
you need to continue to take care of his physical needs.
而且你们应该继续不断的这样去做。
This is what I get to say when I charge congregations.
这就是我对, 会众呢, 都是这样说的。
People sometimes think it's unspiritual or materialistic for pastors to think about money.
那么很多人呢, 都认为, 如果要是说, 去说这些物质上的这些, 钱一类的这些事情, 觉得好像非常的, 不属灵, 或者是非常的好像, 唯物主义那种思想。
We're not Roman Catholic priests.
那么我们呢, 不是这个罗马天主教的这种, 这样的教,
We have families.
我们有, 牧师有家,
We have to feed them.
那么他要, 供养他的家庭。
Have you seen how much Jesse eats?
你们看到, 他的儿子Jesse要吃多少吗?
And then in a couple of years, there will be more education.
然后呢, 再过, 在下面这几年呢, 他要去上这个更需要大学的教育。
All of these things are expensive.
那么所有的这些呢, 都是非常, 贵的。
If Edward has the anxiety of finances on his mind, that will actually hurt you.
那么如果呢, 刘牧师他心里面呢, 有这样的, 在, 各种这种, 物质, 金钱上的这些需要的焦虑, 那么就会影响他的服事。
The church that I serve takes wonderful care of me.
我所在的这个教会呢, 他们在这方面都非常的关照我。
They are making sure to prepare for my retirement.
那么他们呢, 是非常确, 确保了我的这个退, 退休金。
They give me a very generous vacation every year.
他们给我很, 也有很, 慷慨的这个每年的休假。
The elders still regularly ask me if I'm okay.
那么教会的长老呢, 也还是经常的呢, 都来问我在生活上还有什么样的需要。
They want to make sure my needs are being met.
他们呢, 就是在, 更进一步的来确定我生活中的这些需要都已经被满足了。
I believe that's your heart to do.
那么我相信这应该是我们会众呢, 应该有这样的心态。
I believe you've already demonstrated that.
我相信你们已经在做这样的事情了。
But I would urge you to continue.
那我在这里鼓励你们呢, 要继续这样的做。
Continue to take care of him, so that he can best take care of you.
那么继续不断地去关照他, 那么他呢, 也在, 反过来, 他也会在, 关照你们。
The last thing I would say is bear with him.
那么最后一点我想要提的就是说, 要, 担待他, 包容他。
Pastors and their families are not perfect.
那么牧师还有他的家庭呢, 他们也不是完美的。
Sometimes they may go through a period of struggle.
那么经, 有的时候呢, 他们, 他和他的家庭呢, 也会有很多的这些挣扎。
Paul says here, sometimes hard things have to be done.
那么保罗在, 这里说, 有些, 有的时候我们会用一些比较坚强的手段。
But I think more often, we have to bear with them.
但是更多的时候呢, 我们就是要去担待他, 包容他。
Edward won't be strong at everything all the time.
那么, 刘牧师呢, 他也不是说在, 各样事情或者在任何时候, 他都是, 一直都是这样的刚强。
So bear with him.
所以我们应该, 担待他。
Years ago, there was a brother in our church.
那么, 几年前呢, 我们教会里有一个弟兄。
That came to me because there was something that I needed to do.
他呢, 来到我的面前, 因为有些事, 有些事情是我需要做的。
But he knew that I wasn't that good at it.
但是他知道呢, 我并不擅长做这件事。
He knew I wasn't getting to it.
他也知道我呢, 也没有, 做, 也没有进到, 也没有开始做这个事。
So he came and said, let me do it.
然后他就来到我的面前说, 让我来做这个。
I'll write it all.
我会把这些都写出来。
You can review it.
那么你呢, 来, 来, 过, 来过目。
We will post it on the website.
那么我们会把这个在, 发表在这个, 教会的网站上。
And nobody has to know I did it.
没有别的人呢不需要知道是我做的这件事。
He didn't want credit.
他并不想要这样的一个credit.
He wanted to serve.
他只是想服侍。
And so where you might see a deficit that Edward can't meet well,
如果你要是看到有什么事情流传到他做不到的,
consider how you might help.
那么你应该想一下你用什么样的方式你来帮助他,
bear with him.
然后担待他。
And if he has struggles in his own life or in his families,
如果他在他的生活中还有他家庭中他有什么征战,
in every way that you can, encourage and bear with him.
你的应该用各样的方式来去包容他，然后去鼓励他。
Years ago, we had a struggle with one of our children.
那么几年前呢，我自己就跟家里的一个孩子有这样的挣扎。
And my wife and I were praying and working to minister to our child.
我和我的妻子呢，我们为这个孩子祷告，然后跟他一起来解决这个问题。
And we went to two older families in our church.
那么我们去了两个年长的家庭。
And we explained the situation to them.
我们把这个情况向他们解释了。
And asked, what would you do?
我在问他，那么如果是你们，你们会怎么样做呢？
They were wonderfully encouraging.
他们是那样非常的给了我很美好的这个鼓励。
They gave very godly advice.
他们给了非常敬虔的这些建议。
They didn't expect me to be perfect.
他们没有期望我是一个完美的人。
They didn't expect all of my children to always be perfect.
他也没有期望我的孩子们也是完美的。
But I knew that I could go to them.
但是我知道我可以去到他们那儿讨教。
And my child, who knew that they knew,
我的孩子呢，也知道他们知道所有的这些情况。
My child knew that they were loved by the body of Christ.
那么我的孩子们，他们也理解，那么他们在主里的这些肢体中，他们是被爱的。
This child knew that she had aunts and uncles in the congregation.
然后这个孩子他也知道他有很多的叔叔阿姨们在这个会众里。
That loved and were praying for her.
然后他们都非常的爱他，然后也为他祷告。
And so I trust that you'll love Edward and his family the same way.
所以我呢也希望你们也相信你们能够这样的去爱刘牧师和他的家人。
Love him fiercely. Tenaciously.
Tenaciously.
Energy passionately.
我们非常的就是非常热烈的去爱他们。
And my prayer is that he will be loving and serving you for many decades.
那么我的祷告呢，就是他能够在这个教会里来服侍你们在以下的这些年时间里。
God has given you a good man.
神给了你一个很好的弟兄。
I trust that you'll take care of him.
我呢，相信你们会很好的关照他。